Welcome to the Veranda Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Christine Mills. On the Veranda Entrepreneur Podcast, I feature entrepreneurs while I discuss ways you can grow your business today. Step onto the veranda, get a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's talk shop. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Veranda Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Christine Mills. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Amy Jackson. Amy Jackson is the founder and CEO of Telsplash. Telsplash designs PR strategies to get national media coverage for innovators in AI, clean energy, fintech, health, lifestyle, and more. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you for having me, Christine. I'm so excited to finally speak.
Yes, I am really excited about this show because, you know, PR is everything to the life and the top part of your business, you know, in regards to sales. So I'd love to know, before you were the founder and CEO of Telsplash, what were you like as a child, and what were the breadcrumbs that led you to this point?
Oh, great question. I have always loved stories. And when I was little, I would actually like create books as part of school projects. And then I started doing it on my own just for fun. And I also loved puzzles. I've always loved puzzles. Now my son and I puzzle together. So problem solving and storytelling have always been part of my DNA. And that lends itself so nicely to the world of public relations.
That's awesome. I'm just impressed that you love puzzles, because as much as I try to get into puzzles, I can't get into them.
And you know, they're not for everybody. Yeah. They're not for everybody, but for those of us that love a good puzzle, it is like highly addictive.
Yeah. How many pieces do you do when you do them?
So we usually do like 1,000 or 1,500. So we like a good challenge. Yeah, especially when it's cold weather outside and you're sitting by the fireplace, it's the best.
Do you frame your puzzles afterwards?
No, I think our walls would be covered if we did that.
Well, now we move on.
Yeah, we move on to the next one. Yeah.
That's awesome. So I love what you said about storytelling, because I think that has a lot to do with what you do at Telsplash. So, first of all, I love the name of your company. It includes like a storytelling side of it, and you make a splash. But I'd love to know your thought behind creating that name.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, because it is something that's so personal. And so when people find out the true story behind the name Telsplash, I've gotten feedback like, you need to share this more. So I'll give you an example. I recently had the pleasure of seeing whales off the coast of Cabo San Lucas. And I have loved whales since I was in first grade, when my first grade class adopted a whale. And, you know, growing up in like the 80s and 90s, you would see like whale murals all around where I grew up in California. And I just always had this affinity for whales. And as I was building my concept for Telsplash, I was really inspired by the things that I love. So there's imagery around sunsets and whales. And I came up with the name after learning about how orca whales, for example, have this fascinating matriarchy where grandmother orcas will actually lead a pod of whales for their whole life. And so I just was really inspired around this idea of your story as a founder is what helps you make a splash. And then this play on word of tail and whale tail. And it was a name that was available. And that's always something I have helped companies do when they're looking at potential names, is like, is the domain available? Are the social handles available? And is it easy to really own? And it's turned out that nobody else has coined this tail splash name in the way that I spell it. And so it just kind of all came together.
I love that. I love the story and how personal it is to you. Wow, that's amazing. Regards to when you're communicating with your clients, do you use it like when they have like a big campaign, do you go back to that that name at all in your
communication with them? It's interesting because whenever you have a new name, there is some confusion around spelling. So sometimes the name gets misspelled a bit. Sometimes it kind of like is something that people are complimentary around. So the name itself, I think it probably means more to myself and my team than it does to the clients we work with. But the concept and what it stands for very much resonates with our clients, because really we work with founders. So founders need help, you know, helping their emerging brand, their new company, make a name for itself. And a big effective way to do that is to connect with journalists and, you know, timely moments that make sense for them to be included in the story around what's changing in our world. And that's how they can build credibility quickly. So if you're a new brand or a new product or service, and you want people to pay for your product or service or partner with you or invest in you, they're looking for some way that they know that they can trust you, that you are worthy of their time and attention. So if you're getting this third-party validation from trusted media outlets, it's an immediate way to establish trust.
Right. And that's so true. And now that, you know, the media has changed, it's not like back in the 90s where, you know, you had your magazine companies, your publishers, and, you know, TV. Now you have so many different types of mixed media.
Right.
And I know that you work with a lot of different industries. How do you choose and navigate these different media outlets to create credibility for your clients?
Every client has a different strategy, and it comes back to, you know, what are their goals as a business and where are their audiences? And so for every client we work with, we really tailor the approach based on what the answers to those questions are. And so, you know, I'll give you an example. In the world of AI right now, you know, it's a very popular space for the media to cover, which is a challenge because on one hand, you know, when ChatGPT really broke through and became a mainstream news story, that created a ton of opportunity for our AI client at the time to help mainstream media outlets understand how AI is changing our day-to-day life. And so it really opened up a ton of opportunity for us. But as the year went on of 2023, it became more and more saturated. And so we had to get creative about, you know, what are the types of stories that are still relevant for us to be a part of? What is the news that we can share that's going to align to what those AI-focused journalists are writing about? And that really shifted around regulation and ethics, which fortunately my client had always been really focused on from the beginning of the company. So we, for us, you know, didn't have to pivot to start prioritizing ethics and governance. That was always something that they were addressing from the beginning. So, you know, you evolve with what's in the news, what's in the news cycle, no matter what industry you're in. And that's something that we customize for every client we work with.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so important for founders to get their story out there that's unique to them. And I read somewhere that journalists need content as much as we want to feed them content. So just finding the right story that they want to include in their media outlets as well.
Exactly. Yeah, journalists need your expertise. I'm always telling founders this because when you're so busy building your business, you don't always think about the fact that you are needed. You might feel like I'm going to have to convince people to talk to me, but the reality is, every day, journalists are asking for experts. They are looking for products and services to write about. And as a PR agency, it is our job to know what those are. And so we have invested in a tech stack that includes a lot of different software platforms, newsletters, social media. We're really keeping our eyes across all the different places that journalists are looking for sources for their stories. And then we are playing matchmaker between them and our clients.
And with your clients, I've seen the media outlets that you've gotten them into. What are some success stories you could think of right now of some clients you've worked with over the years, and you're sitting back very proudly saying, I actually helped them get to this point through these steps that we took?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first client that I am very proud of that we've worked with for over 2 years now is Resemble AI. And when we first started working together, they were used to recreate Andy Warhol's voice with consent from his foundation, which is key, for a Netflix documentary. And so at the very beginning of our work together, we focused on this exciting premiere of this Netflix documentary. And then it evolved into really talking about AI in society and the role of AI and you know, they're in the voice AI space in particular. So everything around ethics and consent really became an important part of what was being featured in the news. So I'm very proud of the body of work that we've done together. Another client that's been a really fun one to work with is a stylist named Liz Wendler. And she is in high demand every day because there are national magazines, publications that are looking for style tips. And this is a daily occurrence. And so we are regularly working with Liz to share tips and even, you know, jewelry, clothing, like shoes, you name it, styling tips, styling suggestions with national media outlets. And so we've really enjoyed being part of this journey that Liz is on.
That's exciting. What are some biggest misconceptions people have regarding public relations? I know that there's an old saying, build it and they will come. And we both know that that doesn't necessarily happen if you don't have the right marketing behind you. So I know you've worked with tons of entrepreneurs, but what are some misconceptions you see typically?
I see a lot of entrepreneurs and founders only focusing on social media. And while social media is a platform that can truly be used to grow a business, we've all seen plenty of success stories, it's not the only place to focus your marketing efforts. And it can really work nicely in partnership with PR and media relations. And we've seen this work very nicely with a client who started out as a TikTok and Instagram influencer. She created a hair accessory brand for women with curly hair, and now she's becoming a traditional media darling as much as she is a social media darling. And so those two channels work really nicely together because her followers on social media love to see when she's getting covered in traditional news, and traditional news reporters love that she has been so successful as a creator in social media. And so they really work together. And that's something that we subscribe to at Tailsplash, is we share all of the media coverage that our clients get in social media. And we encourage them to do that as well, because your followers are some of your most loyal fans, friends and family, customers, partners, and they're going to celebrate with you when you get those media wins. So don't forget that the two worlds play together, both social media and traditional media.
No, absolutely. They complement each other. And you might not get everybody on TikTok, but you might get them to see what you have to say on it in a magazine.
Right. Exactly.
What can entrepreneurs do in regards to PR? So there are entrepreneurs out there that are listening, and they know they need to do PR, but they are at different stages. Like starting out, they may not have the budget to hire an agency like yours, but initially, what do you think they should be doing?
So at the very least, I think it's important to consume the media that you see as a fit for your business. So get familiar with what are the podcasts that make sense for me where my audience is listening? What are the news publications that my audience might be paying attention to? What are they reading? And just start to follow them so you know what kind of stories that they feature. And then don't discount PR as part of your marketing plan in the early stages of your business, because Tailsplash has a very founder-friendly model. We have a starter PR package that we offer to companies that might not be ready for a full service agency experience. And I know a lot of other agencies are doing similar things where they're coming up with different ways to work with founders and entrepreneurs that is not the typical cost of a PR agency. So don't discount yourself. Don't count yourself out of PR. Just, you know, start talking to different agencies and freelancers and see what's out there and when it might make sense for you to get your feet wet.
I love that. I love that, that there are other options, because if you start off with a splash, no pun intended, it really helps you scale your business going forward as well. So the moral of the story is definitely don't count it out. And DIY will take you longer to get there than just employing someone from the front end as well.
That's exactly right. We have a team of women that have been in PR for decades and are very efficient. So it's not something that you need to add, you know, additional hours to your week to do yourself. You can tap into PR professionals that have been doing it for so long that they can literally get you national media coverage in a matter of a few minutes a day.
Wow. That's, and you know, the thing is that if you just focus on what you do well as your business owner and hire people to do what they do best, it just makes it so much easier while you're building your business.
Absolutely. Yes. Definitely tap into the experts. That's what journalists are doing. And, you know, the other thing I like to tell people is if you have a product or service that's available nationally, you have a website and you have advice to share, you probably are a good candidate for PR. You might not even realize it, especially if you are in a particular field like financial advisor or a registered dietitian or a stylist or an interior designer or a sleep expert. These are all lifestyle experts that are in high demand by journalists every single day.
Awesome. Well, that's exciting to know. And I love that you do very different industries. It's not like you're like, oh, just like cosmetics or hospitality. You do a wide range of industries that you are well-versed on promoting.
That's right. Yeah, we have a team of professionals that have worked in all different industries. And I personally have always enjoyed the intersection of the business and consumer world of, you know, tech and lifestyle, and all of our clients do intersect in some way. And we love that. We love that there are multiple types of publications and reporters that are a fit for our clients because they don't just live in one industry.
Awesome. Now, how can people reach out to you from Tailsplash, and how can they follow you on social media?
So we are Tailsplash on Instagram and X, and we're active on LinkedIn. And you can always reach out to us through our website, tailsplash.com. You can book a meeting with me, because sometimes it's just helpful to talk through what are you trying to accomplish with your business and what role could PR play in that. So definitely follow us on social and check out tailsplash.com.
And now we're going into the rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Favorite vacation?
The beach.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you. favorite PR hack?
Use technology.
Yeah. And favorite business or entrepreneur book?
I have so many favorites. I'm trying to think of one that the one that I've read recently that's really a fascinating tale is about the rise and fall of J.Crew. And it really started out as like a father-daughter business and then went through a huge evolution. And then a lot of people are familiar with Jenna Lyons, who is the creative director. It is a fascinating page turner and written by a journalist, which I appreciate because it just grips you. It's really good.
Okay, I have to read that. I love J.Crew, even though like they went through their times, but I can always count on them for clothing. I love their blazers.
Right. Yeah, they're classic. They're always going to be
very classic.
Yeah.
And the last question is, what's next for Tailsplash?
Ooh, good question. So we are growing this team and bringing in women that I'm so excited to work with. And so now it's just a matter of, like, with all this interesting experience across the team, what are the industries that we might start to do more work in? So we're excited to start working with more product-based businesses. We're dipping more into fashion and beauty. We're starting to get more into, like, our own kind of branded storytelling. So I'm really excited about the future of Tailsplash.
That's very exciting. Well, thank you so much, Amy. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
The last thing that I will say is, as a female founder and mother myself, I am very passionate about working with fellow female founders, and we've had a lot of success with our clients that are female founders. Many of them are building businesses while building their families, and we understand and appreciate that lifestyle, and we would love to work with more.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Amy, for joining us from Tailsplash.
Thank you, Christine. This was so much fun.